Today we're going to talk about the following situation. Happens all the time. A Jew who lives in Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, and he observes the halacha of keeping 2 days of Yontif while in Israel as a Ben Chutz Laaretz, which is the opinion of the large majority of poskim, that a regular Ben Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. But he's surrounded by Israelis and by people who keep 1 day of Yontif. So is he allowed to ask either Israelis or people who happen to have one reason or another to keep 1 day of Yontif, whether it be that they live, that they own an apartment in Israel, or whether they come for three regalim, or whether they just knew who to ask, or whatever the situation might be? Are you allowed to ask someone who's keeping 1 day of Yontif to do malacha for you when you are keeping 2 days of Yontif? Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva on this topic in his Minchas Osher, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yod Aleph, Os Gimel, and he presents the following basic approach, but we must see that it's not shared by everybody. The basic approach is, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Aleph, Amid Aleph, that talks about a person who owns a field that's beyond his Tchum Shabbos, so he's not able to look after the field on Shabbos. However, it's in somebody's Tchum Shabbos, so there's somebody near the field who's able to watch out for him. So the question is, can you ask the person who lives within the tchum of your field to watch the field for you? Says the Gemara, yes. But you can't do it yourself. You're not allowed to walk to that place because it's beyond your tchum. You're still allowed to ask somebody else to do it. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. The question is, why is this mutter? That's a debate in the Rishonim. The Ran holds, because if you would have made an Erev Tchumen or set up houses along the way, you could have arranged that it would have been in your Tchum Shabbos. So since it was biyado to arrange that you could have been the one to watch after the fields, biderech heter, it could have been totally mutter. Therefore, when somebody else is, you're allowed to ask somebody else to do it for you. The Rashba, however, says, no, the reason you're allowed to do this has nothing to do with what you could have done. It has nothing to do with your control over the situation. It's simply because for the other guy, it's heter gamur. It's 100% permissible for him to be there and to go to that field. It's within his tchum. And if I'm asking him to do something, well, it may be usher for me, but that's heter gamur for him, there's no problem with that, says the Rashba. Nafkamina would be, let's say you have a person is mekabel Shabbos early. Let's say I start Shabbos before I have to start Shabbos, and my neighbor was not yet mekabel Shabbos. Can I ask him to do malacha for me because it's heter gamur for him? It's 100% mutter for him. Or do we say, no, I don't have control over the situation anymore. Once I'm mekabel Shabbos, there's nothing I could do to make it mutter for me to turn on a light. So maybe I can't ask him. That's a nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Gimel, Sefal, Paskins, that it is mutter. And similarly, if you keep Shabbos later than others, you're allowed to ask someone who already ended Shabbos to do malacha for you. The Mishabur and the Taz assume that this is all based on the Shitas HaRashba, and they say that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, because we follow the Rashba. That as long as it's mutter for him, I'm allowed to ask him to do it for me. But there's something that clouds the picture a little bit. The Torah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim discusses how there used to be certain people, certain holy tzaddikim, who would observe 2 days of Yom Kippur mishum sveika diyoma, just like we observe 2 days of every other yantif. Now, most people never did that. What happens when Yom Kippur falls on a Thursday? So these people are going to observe Yom Kippur Thursday and Friday, and let's say they hadn't cooked for Shabbos on Wednesday, so they don't have food set aside for Shabbos. That could be really tough. You're going from 2 days fasting to no food on Shabbos. Are they allowed to ask someone to cook for them on Friday so that they'll have food for Shabbos? So the Torah writes, no. They cannot ask someone to cook for them on Friday on a day that they are observing as Yom Kippur, even though the person that would be doing the cooking is not observing that day of Yom Kippur. So why should this be any different than Tosefes Shabbos? Yes, it's Shabbos for me. I'm allowed to ask you to do malacha for me because it's not Shabbos for you. Why is this any different? So the Taz answers that keeping 2 days of Yom Kippurim is due to suffix that it might actually be Yom Kippur on that Friday. When one adds to Shabbos, I know that it's just Tosef Shabbos. It's not really Shabbos. So I know when I'm asking you to do it, I'm asking you to do something that's 100% mutter for you. But if I'm observing 2 days of Yom Kippur because today might actually be Yom Kippur, so I'm asking you to do something that may not be mutter. It may be Yom Kippur. So that's the difference. That's what the Taz explains. And Mishmur writes that if there are ever two legitimate opinions, you can't ask somebody else to do what you believe is usher. You can't ask him to do what you hold, even though he's following a legitimate opinion. If you hold it's usher, you can't ask him to do it. But if he did it, you're allowed to get hana from it, because it's not called the Maisa Shabbos, since that person was relying on a legitimate halachic opinion. So let's go back to our case now. A Yom Tov Sheni Goy. You ask a Jew who's an Israeli to do malacha for you because you are a ben chutzlaritz. L'chora, our question would depend on the Rashba and the Ran. We pass like the Rashba that as long as it's mutter for them to do it, which certainly for Israelis it's mutter for them to do it, then you can ask them to do it for you. Not only Israelis, people who are following a legitimate opinion in halacha, mutter for them to do it, and you can ask them to do it for you. If you assume, however, like the Ran, l'chora, it would be asur, because the Ran said that it has to be within your control that for you to be able to do it. By the tchum, you could have made an erev tchum, and you could have made it that it was mutter for you. There's no way for a ben chutzlaritz to make it mutter for him to do malacha ad yom tov sheni. Says Rav Meisha in the Tshuva, there may be one way, if he decides right there, pumped on the spot, I'm making aliyah. So right away, Yom Tov Sheni becomes a mutter for him. Rav Moshe says, a little far-fetched, a little easier to make an Erev Tchumen. So we're not going to make that assumption. So Rav Moshe, in Rav Moshe Archaim Chel Gimel Seminayin Gimel, says this is not comparable, our case is not comparable to adding to Shabbos, because by adding to Shabbos, by Tosef Shabbos, it's your choice to make Shabbos earlier to keep Shabbos late. Over here, Yom Tov Sheni is something that you're obligated to do. He says, you know, but it's also not comparable to the Yom Kippur case, because there, in the Yom Kippur case, you hold that the other guy is violating an Isser. You hold that the other guy is doing something wrong because it might be Yom Kippur. Over here, you don't hold that the Israelis are doing anything wrong. Now, it may be different if it's an American who just knew which rabbi to ask. Then you might hold that the other person's doing something wrong. So Rav Moshe writes, so this is really something entirely different. So he says, in his analysis, the entire idea of keeping 2 days is only to maintain the minug of what we do in Chutz La'aretz. Because we know the calendar already, we're bekiyun b'kviya diarcha. So what did we do? And certainly people in the times of Kfiyas Chodesh al pi ri'iyah, when they were in Eretz Yisrael, only kept 1 day. So why do we keep 2 days? Because we're maintaining the minug that we observe in Chutz La'aretz. So you don't have this in Chutz La'aretz. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, there's no such thing as asking a 1 day yantif person. There is no 1 day yantif person. So Rav Moshe said, we do have it, because there's an Isra of Amir La'akum. So just like in Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you on Yom Tov Sheni, so probably you shouldn't ask a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe knows that it's not exactly the same, because there's Amir La'akum, is a formal Isser. There never was an Isra of Amir Yisrael. Not exactly the same. Rav Moshe points out that this is a debate in the Achronim, and he says that those who believe it's mutter are based on the idea that there was never any minhag about this, about asking Jews to do Malacha, but Rav Moshe says, I'm more nota lahachmir. And in another tshuva, two tshuvas earlier, Chel Gimel Seminayin Aleph, he says, yeah, it's mutter, bal nefesh yachmir though. Oh, wait, so he has one tshuva where he says, I think we should be machmir. Another tshuva, totally mutter, but a bal nefesh should be machmir. So someone asked Rav Moshe, same author, how could you have written both? So Chelek Dalet, Simur Kuv Zayin, Rav Moshe says, okay, you chapped me on the stira, let me explain to you the stira, why I was so myself from one tshuva to another. He says, the tshuva where I just said bal nefesh should be machmir, where it's not meikra din to be machmir, was a case where a guy lived in Chutz La'aretz, was in Chutz La'aretz for Yantif, he owned a factory that was operating in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't doing malacha directly for him. He wasn't there. It wasn't in his presence. He wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. That's where I thought that just a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. But a Ben Chutzaretz is visiting Eretz Yisrael and asking people to do Malacha for him. So that he thought we should be Machmir. So Rav Moshe, even though he understands the Svara Lahakel, Rav Moshe concludes the Tshuva in such a funny way. He hems and haws five or six times. You can be Mekel and Machmir, Mekel and Machmir, Mekel and Machmir. Ah, Yosaroy Lahachmir. You know, that's how he concludes the Tshuva. So you see that he was struggling with the issue. In Mincha Shlom, Chelek Aleph Siman Yutes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Machmir in this issue. Rav Yashiv in Kovetz Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Dalid says that it's Asr, but not based on Amir Lakum, based on Mimtso Cheftzucha. There's no Isra Amira over here, but you're not supposed to speak Divrei Malacha on Yantiv. So what's enough Kamina, whether it's an Isra Amira Lakum or Isra Mimtso Cheftzucha? For Dvar Mitzvah, Mimtso Cheftzucha won't apply. So for Dvar Mitzvah, it would be mutter to ask someone to do malacha for you. That's Rav Eliashiv. Rav Asher in the Minchas Asher, in that Shuvah I mentioned before, says it really depends on the Magen Avram, Reis Samach Gimel Sivkat Laman, who says that it's only mutter to ask others when you could have chosen to make a mutter for yourself, and over here you couldn't, so it would be Asher. Or the Taz, who says that if it's not Asher L'Kol Yisrael, you're allowed to ask others to do it for you. So he says it really depends on that issue. Rav Vadya Yosef in Chazon Avadya on Yom Tov, page 138, is completely makil on this issue. So this is a significant machlokas haposkim, and one could draw a line between those who you know are definitely in the right in keeping one day, and those who are debatable whether they're in the right in keeping one day of Yom Tov. Sometimes they're in the same boat as you, and you're keeping 2 days, and they're keeping 1 day, so that would seem to be a little more questionable.